Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dan Bolin is with us, and I think John Williams might be jumping in at some point, too. But Dan Bolin is the director of the Committee for Chicago Mayoral Recall. Dan, you have formed a committee because you want to recall Mayor Johnson?
That's correct. Well, Lisa, that's partly correct. It's not about recalling this specific mayor, but it's about having the mechanism at our disposal to recall a mayor down the line. So Illinois state law under the state constitution, Section 6F, Article 7, gives the people the right to place on the ballot under binding referendum a law that would become a city ordinance to recall elected officials. And in Arlington Heights, Wheeling, and Buffalo Grove, they already have this law in place. And in Buffalo Grove, in fact, they recalled one of the city trustees through a recall election. So I know a lot of people are trying to say that it's about Mayor Johnson, but it's really about moving forward as a people and having this mechanism in place for four reasons: transparency, accountability, good government, and most importantly, direct democracy. So when mayors make mistakes and they are severe and they are not, for the will of the people, then we could have this option in place to effect a recall.
And what do you do for a living, Dan?
Well, I'm between jobs right now. I was in technology sales, and unfortunately, my job was eliminated in February because of the sector I was selling into. The advertising agency space was affected by the Writers Guild strike and the SAG strike, and so wasn't able to make my sales goal. So I am looking,
And why are you motivated now? If it doesn't have anything to do with Brandon Johnson, why were you not motivated when it was Lori Lightfoot? Do you believe Lori Lightfoot was a better mayor than Brandon Johnson?
I don't believe she was. Frankly, they all have their good and bad parts. Mayor Johnson was elected by the people of Chicago by a slim majority, and he's only had 1 year in office. And so his report card is incomplete at this point, as far as I'm concerned. But if you take a look at what's been happening lately, this should be a wake-up call for him. Because if we can get this enacted, there's a very good chance that he could be recalled, because he's not transparent, he's not accountable.
Right, but the earliest, and look, I get it. We all have our complaints about him, Dan, but the earliest a vote could take place on that recall would be March of 2026. He's done in 2027. So at that point, it doesn't look like the effort is really a recall effort as much as it seems like a long, drawn-out campaign to ensure he doesn't get reelected.
Well, I can't control the laws that the state of Illinois puts out there in order to have him recalled. But what I can do is get the mechanism in place, and that's what we're trying to do. So we need 56,464 signatures on the petitions just to get it on the fall ballot. And we're going to actually need more than that, because you know that there will be challenges to the signatures, as there always are. And then once we get it on the fall ballot, we just have to win by 50% plus one vote. So hopefully each person who signs that petition could be that one vote that puts it over the top.
And is there a mayor in your mind in current history? Is there a current Chicago mayor, let's say in the last 20 years, that 56,000 people in the city didn't have a problem with and wouldn't think that they would like to recall?
Can't think of one. But that's why we should have had this in place. And, you know, this has been in the Illinois state constitution since 1970. And do you know who two of the delegates were for that convention? Rich Daley and Mike Madigan. They've been aware of this for many, many years. And the Laquan McDonald Act has sat in the state house, which would have called for the recall of all Chicago officials, since 2016. So that's what, 8 years? And every year, Representative LaShawn Ford calls it up for a vote, and every year it's turned down. So now it's time for the people to take this into their own hands, as the state constitution allows us to do, and see if we can maybe do it on our own, because we can't continue on the way that we're going. And as you say, we all have different complaints over the current mayor, but this isn't about him as much as it is moving forward, having this in place so that people can recall a mayor when they feel that it's necessary. And this is,
but people spoke and they elected him.
Well, I think a lot of them are having buyer's remorse. And let me just put it to you like this. If you bought a car and you put your children in that car and your grandmother and everybody else, and that car is breaking down within the first year of you buying it, and then the manufacturer issues a recall, are you going to keep putting your family and your grandma in that car?
Yeah, but how does the city ever move forward if we continue to recall mayors and continually put a new person in and we decide, nope, don't like them, another new person, nope, don't like them?
Well, what we need is better candidates to run for mayor. We need better participation in city elections, in all elections, frankly, and, you know, then let the people decide. But
and did you, Dan, honestly, did you participate in that process? Did you campaign or support a mayor that was running for the city of Chicago?
Well, I voted for mayor.
But did you campaign? Did you volunteer on campaigns? Did you get out the issues?
Well, what I did was I donated money to the candidate who I thought was the best person for the job, but it wasn't Mayor Brandon Johnson. And, you know, so I did my part, what I could. You know, I was at that point working every day, and just like every other Chicagoan, you know, we're just trying to put a roof over our heads and food in our stomachs, and being able to make sure that our children are educated, yeah, and that we, you know, we're just trying to go about our daily lives, you know?
I get it. And I get it. Listen, yeah, we are up against news time. I'm sorry we've got so little time, but I know you're going to be out all over Chicago asking people to sign these petitions, and I hope you'll come back on the show and give us an update on how that's going.
I would love that. And if people want to download the petition, they can go to recallthisfall.com and download it. We've updated the website today, so if they want to pass the petitions around, we actually have the clipboard covers on the back so that you'll know who it is.
And all right, Dan, we got to go.
I am money out there. I've got the money. Do it through the site.
All right. Lauren's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.